Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello everyone, on this beautiful day, it's Jamie and I'm here for another WCRI Kids Hour. Hello to all the kids out there, the moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. We're here for another wonderful episode of WCRI Kids Hour. And this one, just as all the others, is special. But today is a very special day, because it's Armed Forces Day. And on Armed Forces Day, we celebrate a special day to pay tribute to all the people who are serving in the armed forces. Now, there's also Veterans Day and Memorial Day, which each have their own reason for being celebrated and their own purpose. So I thought we'd take today and listen to some of the music from our Armed Forces bands. Armed Forces Day is a celebration of all six branches of the military: Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Navy, and the newly created Space Force. The day honors all people currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. This includes men and women who have served or are serving. The Army National Guard and the Air National Guard are reserve members of these groups and operate in part under the state's authority. First, we'll do a salute to the services and we'll play the anthems from each branch of the military. We'll start with the U.S. Coast Guard, Semper Paratus. And this is played by the United States Coast Guard Band.
Thank you.
So, a little history about Armed Forces Day. Originally, there was a day celebration for each branch of the armed forces. That changed on August 21st in 1949 when Secretary of Defense Lewis Johnson announced the creation of Armed Forces Day. And the first official Armed Forces Day took place on May 20th, 1950. In honor of that special day, B-36 bombers flew over state capitals. A march was led by more than 10,000 veterans and troops in Washington, D.C., and over 33,000 people participated in a New York City parade. Now let's listen to the anthem for the U.S. Air Force, called the Air Force Song. This is performed by the U.S. Air Force Tactical Air Command Band. The First Armed Forces Day also played an essential part in educating society and expanding public knowledge of the military in the role they play in the community. Therefore, it wasn't only a means to honor those who serve or who have served, but also to showcase its top-of-the-line equipment and abilities used to protect all of us in our country. The next anthem we're going to hear is of the U.S. Navy, called Anchors Away. This is the United States Navy Band. Interestingly, the celebration of Armed Forces Day isn't limited to just the United States. Other countries who honor this victorious day include Armenia, Australia, and New Zealand, along with Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Egypt, and a whole host of others. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy declared Armed Forces Day a national holiday. It is celebrated on the third Saturday of every May. So here with our next anthem for the U.S. Army is the U.S. Military Academy Band playing The Army Goes Rolling Along.
Thank you.
Also, Armed Forces Day is not a federal holiday, which means mom and dad don't have work off and you don't have school off either. But, normally, military installations are available for the public to view, and there are many celebrations that people can take part of to honor our country's military. So for the last anthem, we're going to play the U.S. Marine Corps, the Marine Corps Hymn. And welcome back, everybody. I'm Jamie here with WCRI's Kids Hour. What we just heard was the anthem for the five branches of the military. We're now going to play the Armed Forces Medley, played by the United States Army Field Band. And with the medley, it means it's a bunch of songs put together to make one big song. And I want you to see if you can point out when you hear the song for each branch of the military.
Control, free to love all.
So next, we're going to play a couple more songs from the U.S. Marine Band called the President's Own United States Marine Band. Its mission is to perform for the President of the United States and the commandment of the Marine Corps. Founded in 1798 by an act of Congress, the Marine Band is America's oldest continuously active professional musical organization. Today, the President's Own is celebrated for its role at the White House and its dynamic public performances, which total more than 500 annually. Here's the U.S. Marine Band playing Concord.
Thank you.
Wow, they're fantastic. The President's Own United States Marine Band is directed by Colonel Jason K. Fettig. And if you go to marineband.marines.mil, you'll find some fascinating videos and information about the U.S. Marine Band. They even have a virtual concert that they put on from their own homes, where they play Gustav Holst's First Suite in E-flat for military band. Playing virtually, they each play the part from their home, and then it's put together later. But the video is fantastic, and you can catch it on their website. So the last piece we're going to play from the U.S. Marine Band is called Sheridan's Ride.
Thank you.
And we're back. I'm Jamie, and I'm here for WCRI's Kids Hour, where today we're focusing on Armed Forces Day and the bands of our military's armed forces. We just heard a couple songs from the U.S. Marine Band, or the President's own U.S. Marine Band, and now we're going to hear a song from the United States Coast Guard Band. The United States Coast Guard Band was established in 1925 and is classified as a premier ensemble. The Coast Guard Band is stationed at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy right near us in New London, Connecticut, and is responsible for providing musical support to the Coast Guard Academy Corps and Cadets, as well as other official Coast Guard events and ceremonies. So let's hear this next song called Variations on America by the United States Coast Guard Band. The last piece we're going to play is by the United States Navy Band, which is based at the Washington Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., and has served as the official musical organization of the U.S. Navy since 1925. So let's listen to this next song from the United States Navy Band called Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Thank you.
And that is it for another week of WCRI's Kids Hour. We hope to see you back here again next week. I'm Jamie. Remember to enjoy the music and the arts anytime you can. And we'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.